This is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Afghan government officials said Wednesday that reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead and that he died more than 2 years ago in Pakistan. President Ashraf Ghani's office also said Omar died in 2013, but the Taliban itself claimed he was still alive. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. Mullah Omar had made no public appearances or presented direct evidence he is alive in the last 5 years. Previous reports of his death that appeared in news media in the region had never gained wide circulation. Omar had been the supreme commander and spiritual leader of Afghanistan since 1996. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's office said. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched strikes last week against the Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Iraq condemned the air attacks as a dangerous escalation and an assault on Iraqi sovereignty. Mr. Davutoğlu has called the fight against the Kurds and Islamic State a synchronized fight against terror. But Turkey's assaults so far have been heaviest against Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, targets, are both located in Iraq and in southeastern Turkey. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington on the Voice of America. U.S. lawmakers pressed top administration